And now it's time for the Wildside News with your host, Sidney Wildsmith.
Less than 3 weeks until the U.S. election, and passions are running deep. Americans feel a critical call to act on both sides. So what are people talking about on the street and around the nation? We find out when we return, and invite you to join in the conversation at 888-327-0061 here on the Wildside News.
Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sidney Wildsmith.
Well, we've less than 3 weeks until the Americans hopefully head to the polls and determine their futures and the future of the planet. So today I'm just dedicating the show to hearing from regular people, and that includes you. Yesterday, I went out with my DAT recorder, headphone, a microphone, and my t-shirt that says the Wildside News on it, and I just walked up to people and asked them what they were thinking about nature, about the earth, and you hear what's on people's minds. And today, I invite you to share your thoughts about nature or the earth. What's on your mind? So take down this number, 888-327-0061, and give us a call. I'll repeat that, 888-327-0061. I'd love to hear about your thoughts about nature and the earth as we head into this election time. There's so much on deck here, I thought we'd best get going here, push along, so let's start with the news. Some analysts are saying that the world needs to brace itself for oil prices to reach $70 a barrel fairly soon, perhaps as early as this winter. But they assure us that this should be a temporary upsurge from its already record high of over $50 a barrel, and that sometime in the future, prices may return to their more normal level of $30 a barrel. Yeah, probably following a global depression, prices are bound to come down. Thanks for keeping hope alive. The U.S. presidential debates are over, and both candidates are still standing, although it appears that John Kerry stands a bit taller in the people's minds. During the over 6 hours of debates, the most telling observation is that there was only one, I repeat, only one question of the probably more than 60-some questions about the environment. I guess we are to conclude that everything is just fine with good old planet Earth. And Mount St. Helens is teasing us with steam, burbling lava domes and tremors, and things are heating up in Mexico City. Could be some interesting times ahead. And because we have so much on deck here today, and we want to hear from you, that's the news. So today we hear what people are thinking about nature. So I invite you to call as well, 888-327-0061, and tell us what's on your mind. That is 888-327-0061. By the way, next week we travel to Austin, Texas, for the 17th Annual National Trails Symposium. And now, we hear from our neighbors and friends. Let's start with Chanel.
My name is Chris, and I'm 22 years old. I've grown up in San Diego and Los Angeles counties my entire life. I'm here today at Quail Botanical Gardens and just loving the environment, loving the different, just nature, the way it was meant to be enjoyed, just, you know, the natural beauty that just you just don't get anywhere else. It's a shame that we have to come, you know, drive 20, 30 miles just to go and experience what used to be all around us no more than 100 years ago. I was actually raised by both my grandmothers. On one side, I'm from Puerto Rico. The other side is Colombian. And both of those respective countries are just the environments are just pristine. They're just, it's a national treasure, and the governments do all that they can to preserve their wildlife. And having been raised by them and also being very active in martial arts and knowing how important it is to try to return to nature and return to the simple state of being, the therapeutic value of being surrounded by, you know, a natural environment where things are, I mean, it's just, there's just nothing like it. And having been raised in that type of a family, I would just like to just pass that on to everybody that I come into contact with, and just mention the huge importance of preserving our wildlife here, because there really isn't much left anywhere in the United States, and it's one of our natural resources that we have that is just slowly deteriorating. And I mean, if we can build more parks throughout the county, and you know, when you're developing land, if you can section off parts of it towards, you know, parks and, you know, places where, again, people can just come and relax and unwind and experience nature like it was meant to be experienced, I mean, society would, I think it would be a huge asset to society.
How did they impart that love of nature, that relationship with nature to you? And then,
well, one of the ways that they taught me a lot was just allowing me to be involved in them when they garden, when they used to, you know, take care of trees and shrubs and actually grow their own vegetables and fruit at home. The lessons that you learn from just taking care of other life forms, and again, just taking pride in where you come from and knowing that you're actually doing good rather than just going to a supermarket and buying all these things that are made with chemicals and pesticides and everything else that, who knows, you know, that we don't even know what happens to a lot of that stuff. But I mean, the taste quality was just hugely different, and just the amount of what it taught me was dedication. It taught me hard work. It taught me that, you know, to basically delayed gratification. It's not all about just the right now, but the end result. And I mean, it made me believe in working towards a purpose and towards a goal and not losing sight of that goal. And the rewards that follow are just unparalleled.
Well, you're 22, and I'm just curious what your thoughts are about your peers and then also the future for your generation.
Being 22, a lot of what I say to the people that are around my age, they kind of just, they're like, okay, you know, but sort of don't really think about it. And I would really hope that from talking, you know, to them, that it just plants, again, the seed. And as just like an oak tree comes from a very small seed, in the same way, I hope that I can just instill a genuine desire to not just experience nature, but preserve it and make it so that it's available towards our future generations. And part of that is very important as far as becoming very active in politics, regardless of your age, especially starting young, because again, myself, are going to be the ones who are inheriting the future from the politicians that are here. And if they make a mess of it, if they go and do Arctic drilling and they go and just, you know, again, say that, oh, I can make a couple $1 million by selling this oil that I can get from here, who cares about the wildlife in the area? Nobody really sees it anyway. I mean, the global effects that's going to happen, the consequences for it, is just devastating, and I really don't want to see how far spread it is. I'd rather live in ignorance of it and preserve what we have than continue going down the roads that we have for the last 4 years.
So what would you recommend people do?
I would really definitely get involved in politics, both from the local as well as all the way up to the national level. Talk to representatives in the area, congressmen and women, asking them again to be, you know, writing them, telling them that it's important to be more economically friendly, to encourage the actual land allocation towards parks and different, gardens and things such as the Quail Botanical, all throughout the county. We never have too many of those, all the way up to on the national level. I mean, we know what this administration that we've been a part of for the last 4 years has done. We see its policies, I mean, where they say global warming isn't a threat. It's not even real. I mean, how more well, I'll tell you how much more they can be out of reality, and we don't want to see that in the next 4 years. And it really is to everybody's advantage, and not just for theirs, but for future generations, to preserve what we have. And I feel between the two choices that we are being in front of us, there really isn't a choice. It's really just vote for Kerry.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Chris, actually, talking to us from the Quail Botanical Gardens. And I'm going to continue our conversations and certainly invite you to give us a call at 888-327-0061 with your thoughts. I would like to tell you about an event that's coming up next week. Actually, we're going to be moving down to Austin, Texas, and continue our show featuring the 17th Annual National Trail Symposium. And if you're looking for the best opportunity in 2004 to network with the nationwide trails community, register now and join American Trails, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, the City of Austin, Texas Trails Network, and a host of supporters for the 17th National Trail Symposium to be held in Austin, Texas, October 21st through the 24th. This 17th National Trail Symposium promises to be the best yet. In an era when greenways and trails face both unprecedented challenges and opportunities, the 85 conference sessions promise a full range of topics presented by the nation's leading trail experts and advocates. The theme of the symposium is the emerging role of trails in American lifestyles. Trails are woven into the fabric of modern life. These sessions explore the many ways that trails influence where and how people live today. Trail-related benefits such as physical and mental health and spiritual well-being contribute significantly to American lifestyles. Come to Austin to hear the latest trails information and some of the latest in great music in the live music capital of the world. Several events are open to the public. Call now to reserve your place at the National Trail Symposium. The number to call is 530-547-2060. To learn more about the symposium, visit the American Trails website, www.americantrails.org. American Trails is a national nonprofit organization that envisions quality trails and greenways within 15 minutes of every American home or workplace. Well, I'd like to continue now with a discussion from a young man named Devin.
My name's Devin. I'm 12 years old, and I'm in 6th grade. And what I think about what's going on in California right now is I'm half part with my dad and half part with my mom. And my mom lives in San Marcos, and a lot of like the hills, the beautiful trees and stuff have been cut down to provide more homes for more people coming into California. It's getting really crowded. It takes me 45 minutes just to go to school because of the traffic. There's construction everywhere I go, so I just hope that they'll cut down on a lot of all the construction going on. So that's what I think. And closest thing I really get to nature usually is being with my dad, going up to Mammoth and stuff, you know. And my mom owns a cabin up in Lake Arrowhead. I'm thankful it didn't burn down in the fires, so it's really nice and calm and peaceful there, and that's one of the main things that I like to do when I'm in nature.
When you say that the hills are being, you say, chopped down, what do you mean?
Like, you know, there's, a lot of trees have been chopped down and stuff. A lot of mountains have been covered up with houses and stuff. Once everything's done, my view from my room on my house, it's going to be all like covered in houses, no land really. Like in the cabin, there's all land everywhere you look. So that's what I like about the cabin. That's what I enjoy about it.
Why do you like that? Why is it if you look out and you see nature as opposed to houses, why do you like that better?
Well, I enjoy being in nature more than being out in the city, just kind of like my dad. I'm a lot like my dad, you know. I don't like being around millions and millions of people, you know, just walking everywhere, listening to me or something like that. I like being alone with my family out in nature, just doing stuff, carving, you know, just walking around. I like the smell of the pine trees and stuff. So that's what I, you know, just nature comforts me. I feel comfortable when I'm in nature.
Do you have friends who you hang out with in nature?
Well, I don't. Only if I like my neighborhood friends. Sometimes I invite them to come up to my cabin, really. I don't have much friends up there. Only my parents do, adults and stuff. So, yeah, I have a neighbor, and we go up there a lot. We take our BB guns, we shoot pine cones and stuff, blow them up and stuff. We have fun, and we just do normal things that boys would usually want to do.
Do you think about the future of the planet and yourself?
Not usually. I hope that the fires don't burn down everything around me and stuff, like that the trees, we had to cut down a lot of trees. We see a freeway now below my cabin because we had to cut them down so they wouldn't fall down and crush my cabin. So we had to cut most of that down. Now it's kind of plain clear, not as much trees. But if we go up to Big Bear, in certain areas they have more trees than forests and stuff.
If you could say something to all the kids in the world, what might it be about nature?
If I could say something to all the kids in the world, I would say that not everything revolves around TV and commercials and video games and stuff. You know, nature is mostly what counts as if you want to have fun. And, you know, there's more things you can do in nature as if you use your brain. So that's pretty much what I can say about nature.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was fun. Thanks.
Well, that was Devin, by the way. I headed out and talked to people all around the planet here in my neighborhood. And I invite you to call in during our next segment, 888-327-0061, and give us your thoughts 2.5 weeks out before the election here on the Wild Side News, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.